Hi, I'm Edie, and I am done with summer school, and I am in 100% summer vacation mode.
Woo!
I am a middle school reading specialist, a mom to three teens, and a gardener.
Yes, you are, and I have just been eating some of your bounty.
The bounty.
I had a tomato, a cucumber. The peach didn't come from you.
Sadly, no, they came from Georgia.
Okay, well, those Georgia peaches were beautiful. So here we are in Edie's studio in the basement. I am back in North America for the summer with my family, with Edie. It's all so good. Back to Beijing in a few more weeks, but in the meantime, I am making the most of it.
We're the two chit chat chicks. Like always, we'll be sharing chit chat tips and tricks.
Coo and scorts.
We will gather around the campfire to chat about burning topics.
Road tripping.
And of course, we'll have our chit chat challenge of the week.
In our chit chat tips and tricks segment, we share things that make our lives just a little bit happier or better.
Take us away, Leia.
Okay, I will. Okay, so Edie, do you know what COO or COO means?
No.
Okay, well, this is, you know, it's just for a very elite club, but it's carry on only.
Oh, why is it for an only elite club?
Well, I mean, not very many people know about COO.
Oh, I do COO, and I didn't know it was called COO.
Okay, well, yeah. That's the elite part.
Okay.
Only a few special people say COO.
Remember to COO. Okay, what are your COO tricks?
Okay, well, my COO tricks are, I'm not doing very well with them, let's say that, because we road tripped over here, right? And we're going to leave our car here. And yeah, that's a long story. I'm not going to get into it. Okay. Our friends will pick it up, bring it back to Nashville. Yay, they get to have it for the rest of the year, and then we'll get it again. But in the meantime, we will be flying back one way to Seattle, and we have to coo it.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yes. So we had a trunk full of stuff, right? And now... we have to. And I've been ordering on Amazon nonstop and thrifting. And so it's a little bit problematic. So to be honest, I don't think I will be cooing because I just went on to the American Airlines site, I think it is. And it's $30 per extra bag. So I can pay the $30 for one extra bag to shove all the extra stuff in. You know, but anyway, but I really aspire to coo. I love the idea of it.
Okay.
Not that I've done it, but these women. So first I'm going to tell you about this Facebook group. It's a travel group for women and it's called Travel Fashion Girls and it's super fun. Mm-hmm. They're obsessed with cooing.
Oh yeah.
So they give the best. They give the best tips and tricks of all. And many of them have found a new religion in cooing. Like they've been heavy packers all their lives and now they're learning how to travel
free.
Efficiently and to be free of all their belongings while they're traveling. So one of the big things are travel cues.
I don't understand this, and I've heard this a lot. What the heck?
Well, we have travel bags, but I don't think they're actual travel cubes. So I always have, like a bag for my shirts, a bag for my trousers, /pants/whatever, right?
Why?
Bag for underwear. Because it's easier to find.
Oh.
Right? And if I were my sister-in-law, Ellen, who's super organized, I'd have like masking tape on it with shirts because I'm always like, what's where? But the cubes condense even more.
Are they cubes?
They are. I think they are cubes. I'll look around and I'll put a link in the show notes. But
okay.
Yeah, so they're almost like vacuum packs, but they're not.
Do you have to attach them to your vacuum and suck out the air?
No, not at all. Not at all. They're just zipper bags, but somehow they're better than just the normal.
The zipper bag? Because I use the zipper bag or Ziplocs.
Ziplocs can be good if you can use a Ziploc, you're already a cooer.
I am a cooer. I've been saying that.
Wow.
I always coo.
Oh, that's so impressive. See, I like to have a lot of choice.
I don't because I don't want to have to wait in baggage claim.
Okay, well, let me ask you. I don't either, but I guess because we travel long distances for long periods of time, like 2 months in the summer, right? We don't coo very well. But so do you do this? Do you follow this advice, Edie? Do you stick to a neutral palette with clothes to create more outfits with less and then accentuate with jewelry and scarves and hats and glasses?
I do the thing with the outfits. I bring one pair of earrings and that's it.
What?
Yeah.
Well, you don't need to bring one pair of earrings because when you're cooing it, you could have 40 pairs in a little
I don't want case. That. I just want the ease of just putting in like my one pair of neutral hoops with the crystals and that's it.
Oh, well, that's very unlike you.
I don't want to deal with like all this stuff in my suitcase.
Wow. Well, let's be clear. I've never traveled with Edie before, but Edie lives a very abundant lifestyle. I mean, the amount of jewelry that you have and scarves and it's overwhelming.
It doesn't come with me.
Mm-mm. Wow.
No, I might bring like one. I don't really wear hats. I might bring my one baseball hat. I own one baseball hat. It has like the state of Wisconsin on it. And then when people see it, like other Wisconsin people were happy to see each other.
You connect.
Like in the Badlands.
What about shoes?
I'll bring like a pair of tennis shoes, which I'll wear and then I'll shove in my Birkenstocks.
Okay. Well, you don't need this group. Travel fashion girls.
I should be leading this group.
Right? I totally need it. Well, they all, the fun thing is they send pictures and most of these are women, you know, in our age category and older. And so they all post pictures of what they've brought, you know, on their beds and then wearing them and how they've combined.
It's fun.
It's very fun. Yeah. I'm quite addicted to it. Sometimes I just click on the group and just scroll through and then I read all the comments. I'm quite obsessed with it, but I follow none of it.
Oh.
So let's just say it's not working out for me.
I also know that I can do, usually wherever I'm going, I can do laundry in the middle of the trip.
Yes. Well, they talk about that too.
Yeah.
Like you don't need to overpack
you
can do the laundry. I don't know. I'm just maybe insecure in what, I'm just not sure I like what I have. And then, so I need to have lots
of
choices.
How is this a tip or a trick? It's like a therapy session for you.
Don't be like Leia.
Don't be like her either.
Be like the other Barbie. Be like Edie. Mm-hmm. Okay, Edie's got it down. So, all right. Well, that's
a good tip
that I'm going to try to follow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Follow that.
Okay. Yeah, I can. So, Leia, I have recently returned from a trip to the Badlands where I did a lot of hiking.
Well done.
And I thrifted this really unattractive pair of shorts.
Oh, the yellow shorts I've seen in the photos?
Well, those aren't
those
the
are
really
cute.
Bad ones. There's these tropical ones that I thought would be great were, I don't know, they looked like something that an Olympic runner would wear. So I'm hiking and I'm wearing these unattractive shorts in every picture. And when I looked at them, my self-esteem just plummeted, Leia.
Yes, I understand.
And then I'm like, I must change my legs. You know, I must start. And then I hurt my knee and I couldn't even walk.
Couldn't even undress on the attractive shorts.
So I've decided what I'm going to do is I don't need to change my legs. There's nothing wrong with my legs.
Right.
They're
exactly.
lovely. I'm going to buy a skort. I just need cuter hiking clothes. So I was also wearing like this thick cotton Grateful Dead t-shirt that was just ugly.
So
it made me look like a huge 2x4.
Okay. So when I think of skorts, I think of pickleball, which, you know, we talked about maybe taking up this summer, but we haven't had the time.
Yeah.
But really, skorts for hiking? I don't get it.
There were lots of people, like stylish looking women of our age wearing skorts on the hiking thing.
Okay.
So you get a little more coverage on your leg and then that you have that underneath skirt.
Right.
Our shorts underneath.
The shorts. The,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And those stay put.
Okay.
So then you don't get chub rub.
Right. You don't need to buy the Chub Rub product for the friction.
And even like Athleta and like cool companies for like younger people sell skorts. And a lot of the The millennials at work wear skorts every day.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
So I was like, I will never wear a skort. Mm. And now after seeing those horrifying pictures, I am going to go to Costco because that's where the millennials were buying their skorts.
Cool. Okay. Well, so go for
buy
it.
A skort before you go on your road trip.
Okay. Well, the road trip is done. So for our audience, yes.
For the audience, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I just looked down and I'm wearing my pajama bottoms. Somehow I didn't take them off after getting up this morning. And then, of course, a kimono. And
yeah.
I think I look fine.
You look great.
I, you know me, I'm not going to wear a skort.
You're not going to wear a skort because you won't even show your anything like above your top of your foot.
Exactly. I'm very demure, but... Yay.
I'm not.
Yay for all of you. Edie's in her Barbie pink right now. She's still rocking the Barbie look.
I can't stop.
Anyway, okay. I like it. Skorts and cooing.
Yep. Both good.
Yep.
Do I hear a campfire?
Do I hear a campfire tune?
It's time for Campfire Chat.
All right. So, guess what?
What?
I have just come back from a road trip.
Yeah.
Not come back. I have just arrived here in Madison, Wisconsin from a road trip mm-hmm. that started in Seattle, Washington mm-hmm. With the fam. It's been a good time, and there's lots to say about mm-hmm. it that we will discuss, we will get further into as the episode progresses. And Edie, you've just come back from the Badlands.
Yeah.
So we've got tips and tricks
yeah.
up the yin-yang.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
we do. Okay. So we're going to start with some photo tips. Today,
I kind of already started, you know, with even if you're wearing hiking clothes, make sure you, you know, have shorts that you feel good in.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a skort, you know, where, and then I do think like the t-shirt needs to have a V-cut.
V-cuts are much more attractive, right? Mm-hmm. They lengthen the face.
Don't
clavicles
put on like
good.
Some Grateful Dead, you know, nonsense.
Okay.
You know.
Well, so Edie, here's the thing. I mean, why can't you just take a photo that ends
at your clavicles? Because if you're hiking in the Badlands, you want the like scenery.
Yes, yes.
So Leia, I have a little story to tell you about photo tips. So I was watching the TikTok mm-hmm. and watching a reel with this adorable girl like in Paris. And she's like, I'm going to tell you some photo tricks.
Yeah.
And one was to like lean back and then to like make an angle with your arm. And then to like,
I'm going to take a photo of this right now.
No, you can't.
Do it.
Wait till the end of the story.
Okay. Got my phone here ready to go.
Oh no, I'm traumatized. Wait till you hear the end of it. And then you have to like look up like, you know, so you're kind of like at an angle and looking up.
Okay. Look at, well, we tried that. That happened.
Well, yes. So I tried to do that at the Badlands.
Yes.
I did. Oh, and then your leg, like one's bent and the other's like shooting.
It's like a flamingo pose or something.
You know, mm-hmm. and then I have my arm at an angle and I'm like looking up. And I was making Gus take pictures of me as I'm like acting like this, sitting on this rock that, you know, was underwater millions of years ago.
Uh-huh.
And Gus is like,
Mom, I don't know.
He's like, Mom, do you want to look at these pictures? And I was expecting to look like that lovely girl in Paris.
Right.
Laura, Leia, they were horrifying. They were just horrible.
You're a Midwestern gal on a geological landform.
I looked like a whale who was just like beached. They could not.
Well,
or like I was having some sea.
Did it look like me on your big pillow there?
No,
with the
that
Barbie
was
outfit?
Fun.
That was the same pose, though.
No, it was not.
Okay.
It was not. So with the pictures, you know, I don't know. Maybe you should practice them before, but we all had a really good laugh at my expense. Cause then I was making Gus do it, and it was terrible.
My gosh. Well, I wonder if there must be a Facebook group or, you know, on the TikTok or the Instagram group for girls of a certain age and how we should pose, because maybe it's different.
Maybe I should have put on my robe. Huge sunglasses.
Glasses.
And have them have the photographer really back up.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't have a tip other than I just wanted photos.
Yeah.
I just wanted to tell that story.
Okay. Well, that's funny. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I have this selfie stick I got a long time ago in China that I can't find right now. Edie and I really need it because we're trying to take thousands of pictures of ourselves that we can use on Insta, et cetera, because I'll be leaving soon. But yeah, the selfie stick is now lost. But we did have some photo ops in Yellowstone, mm-hmm. you know, like a bear half a mile away, just like, oh, look, there's a bear. And, you know, everybody stopped. And of course, we don't get out of the car and we're trying to film it. And there's nothing to be seen.
Yeah, we can't
see the bear, you know. There was lots of ice cream licking photos. And somehow,
were those good?
There's a few cute ones, but not really. Like, not all. Well, Don never buys the ice cream, so he takes the photos. And I think one of the things about having, I think a big tip is don't let men take the photos of you. Because, you know, really what you need to do is you need to, Don's always taking pictures down at like his stomach level.
Like,
and I'm like,
why?
No, way over your head looking down.
What, Leah? You made him stand on the table to take a picture
well,
of us.
Right? And those are the best photos.
Yes.
Come on. I, you know, people will sometimes say to me, you know, that, oh, Leah, you're so pretty or whatever, you know, on Facebook.
Which you are.
Well, you know, I don't post ugly pictures on Facebook. I mean, there are for
You've
every...
You've posted ugly pictures of me on Facebook without my permission.
Not true.
You just did. All those ones that Emily took of us being reunited.
Okay. Well, they're in a small little aside.
Well, people can, like, blow those babies up.
Okay.
I would.
Okay. I can take it off.
Okay. I forgive you.
Okay.
Take it down.
Okay. But here's the thing. Like, I am vain enough that I am, as a rule, not going to post photos. And you put, like, I'm not super comfortable with the Barbie photos either. Cause
really?
I don't think I was wearing the right pants. I don't look thin enough, blah, 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 right?
But
you know,
they're
and
a
my
hit.
Bra is ill-fitting.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
But, you know, so A, we just need to get over ourselves. But B, we need to, like, you know,
get
insist
better bras.
On, get better bras, insist on high
yes.
photo, right? And yeah, and my arms, like, even with the selfie stick, are still a little bit too short to take a good photo. So we need the millennials to help us, I think.
Do we? The millennials, some millennial made that reel I followed. They just wanted to make middle-aged women look ridiculous.
Okay, so we have no answers here.
Okay.
Photo tips?
So why don't you, dear listeners, give us photo tips? Because
yes,
we don't have any to offer.
None. But we do have food in the car tips
yes.
to offer.
Okay, start us off.
Okay. So for me, a tradition in the car, and let me say, Don does not love this, but I like to have my spits, sunflower seeds.
I wouldn't like that
it's
either.
It's gross.
Yeah.
I completely concur that it is a gross little thing. I only do it when we're on a long road trip and I have like a little cup. It's like I've got...
It keeps you occupied.
Spitting, or what's that? Tobacco, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like, I can't... And I don't spit well, so it's like, you know, it's messy. It's gross. I'm usually...
I don't know why Don doesn't like this.
Yeah. It's not pretty.
It's probably one of the things he found like super cute about you in the beginning of your relationship.
I don't know. He may have just about ended it because of the spits. I'm not sure. I only do it like once every so many years, you know, in the car. But
okay.
They are in the glove compartment.
Okay, good tip.
So, you know, can I endorse it? For me, yes. It's mm-hmm. enjoyable and it passes the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, a very small little thing that mm-hmm. you're savoring, let's say.
Yeah.
The water. Yeah. Bubbly water. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Bubbly water. So you need a cooler.
Mm-hmm.
Our cooler, sadly. So when we left Seattle, Nicole helped pack us up because we were staying at my sister's place and we had all these lovely leftover pancakes and her homemade granola. And so those were delightful. For whatever reason in our family, my mommy she made these pancakes and then there'd always be leftovers. She'd make sure she made little pancakes. And then,
oh, like silver dollar size?
Sort of, yeah. And then when we go for a walk, she'd pack them in Ziploc bags and we'd eat pancakes on the way. So very sweet thing. And so Nicole packed pancakes for us. So we enjoyed those for a few days. And her granola is fabulous. Mm-hmm. Sadly, we didn't realize the Mexican salad from the last night there was, you know, sitting moldering in the bottom of the,
a tragedy.
The watery, you know, no longer icy cooler.
Tragedy!
Yes, exactly. So we had to compost that.
Oh,
but you know,
that's sweet.
That was
not the composting. I'm still on the pancakes.
Yeah, the pancakes are sweet. We, you know, if you're going for health, you really do need to pack a cooler because we just had so many sad drive-through stops along the way. You know, today is it? My kids have never been to Wendy's. So that's, and they still haven't because they would never, you know, they would never let us stop there. I kind of wanted like a square burger and a, what's the thing called?
Frosty.
A Frosty, but that didn't happen.
I used to get their baked potatoes. Those were good.
One day, I love those baked potatoes. Yummy.
And a Frosty.
One day we went through McDonald's and it was like 8 cheeseburgers.
Gosh, for $32.
It was about exactly $32. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. No fries either. So, you know, the price has gone up. Mm-hmm. We stopped at Panda Express one day because we were craving Asian and that
That's not Asian.
That didn't fit the bill.
Yeah.
So we didn't really have any good food experiences aside from Nicole's, what she packed for us. But we could have done better. You know, we could have taken the time. We went to the dollar store and bought a few things when we were in... Oh, where were we even? Just outside of Spokane as we were in the beginning stages. But then we just like wanted to motor. So,
All right. Yeah. Well, I have a couple tips. What worked for us was going to Costco before the trip and I bought those individual packs of hummus and guacamole.
Oh.
And then Gus made up Ziplocs of cut up vegetables. And then I had bought those seed crackers that are all seeds from Seedmaster.
Oh, I love those. Mm-hmm. Just discovered them this summer.
So, you know, you could snack on that. I didn't want to bring like just a big pack of hummus because it just gets gross in the cooler.
Well, it's true.
So one thing that I'm going to do differently for our next road trip next summer is I'm going to pack more coffee drinks, like iced coffee drinks, Dunkin' Donut or Starbucks, and have those.
Oh.
Because I needed more coffee in the car, and if there's no Starbucks like in South Dakota.
Well, ain't that the truth, right?
Except that one in Mitchell.
Which
did you
we
go?
Missed. We drove by it. We were like, okay, yay! And totally missed it. Because it's not advertised on the sign that there's a Starbucks
there. No, that's
what
I told you.
Well, shut up. We were driving for like 2 hours and I was living for that Starbucks
because
I'm going to talk for a minute in a few minutes about the Schitt's Creek Motel we stayed in the night before. So, yeah, I know that was
well, and then I had to buy like these coffee drinks at gas stations and they were about $4. So I'm just going to buy the big case of coffee drinks next year and just heft them into the car. They're all coming.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Another tip is I just let each teen buy their own personal bag of chips so we didn't have to share.
Oh, right.
So they could get their favorite flavor and just shut up.
Like a big old bag or a bag every day or what?
No, just a huge bag and that was their bag.
That's good.
Yeah. And when it was gone, well, it's gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're smart. See, I feel that I have supplied zero tips so far on this podcast. Got nothing to share other than my ignorance and stupidity.
Stop it.
And I've been road tripping, you know, my whole life.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's the matter.
Well,
with
there's
me.
Always ways to improve, Leah.
Okay. Yeah. Somehow, you know, it's been a few years and I just wasn't in the groove.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. So let's move on to ways to make the time pass.
Well, on a road trip.
On a road trip. Yes, on a road trip. So I have a few
just
big...
to remind our listeners what we're even talking about.
We are road tripping today. Well, I have some more big failures to share here in this segment. Mm-hmm. So the car, we own a car. Our friends in Nashville have been driving it. We had it shipped to Seattle, so it was waiting for us when we arrived. And so we've had a car these whole, you know, nearly 2 months that we've been here. So it's fabulous. Well, it's a 2003 or 2008 Toyota Avalon. Mm-hmm. Fabulous car. It's just going to go for freaking ever.
Champagne colored.
It's champagne colored.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it doesn't stand out. Like, nobody wants to steal it. But,
no.
Whoa, does this baby go? And it's got a huge trunk, which works for the heavy packers.
Like, yeah, not cool trapper. Not cool packers.
Exactly. So anyway, it also has an 8 or a 6-track CD player in it. So, of course, CDs are passe now, but go to any thrift store and you can get them for $1. So we started ravenously collecting CDs that we would play. And we were like, we're going to educate our kids on the music of our childhood.
Oh, boy.
So, you know, we got it all, right?
Did they want to be educated?
They were. Well, we didn't quite get to that point because pretty much. As soon as we started driving, the CD player just jammed.
Oh,
and that was that. You know, we listened to some Bruce Coburn. We listened to some Bruce Springsteen.
Ooh.
Yeah, woo. We listened to a little Dead. We listened to, what else did we get in before it all ended for us? I don't even know. But,
well, what did you listen to?
Well, so here's the thing. So we had nothing to listen to, right?
Oh, meantime.
Meantime, the girls have their headphones on. So this is a whole new road trip. Life. Well, there's a lot going on upstairs in the kitchen. Maybe our listeners can hear the chairs moving. Anyway,
sounds like a lion is.
I know.
I didn't even notice it.
That's okay. So yeah, so this the new generation of road tripping is that everybody has their own headphones, right? So they're back there. They've just downloaded the soundtrack on Spotify to the new Barbie movie. And they're both listening to it, laughing and having fun, and
you're sitting next to Don with your
silently,
spits.
Silently in the front every five seconds. I'm trying to tune into radio stations in the Dakotas, right?
Yeah, good luck.
Nothing, you know, and all this country music, which I'm not, you know, we don't love country music. So it was hard to find music. And we were just kind of, I don't know, we were flipping radio stations. Every once in a while, we'd find something we liked. And then Don hooked up his Spotify to the speakers somehow. But that worked for a while, but not entirely. So let it be said, and I've talked about this before, I am an HSP person, a highly sensitive highly sensitive person to sound. And so in a way, I was kind of relieved to have, you know, people with headphones in listening to their own thing and the silence of the road that actually was right.
Yeah, that's
meditating,
good.
Meditative, yes. So those noise issues were mostly alleviated, which was good. So how did we make the time pass? I think we didn't. The other thing was we were in a little bit of a debate as to, do we just boot it across on 90, you know, do we just like go all the way across?
Yes.
And then, or do we make some detours and see some things, right?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Suddenly Don was like, okay, we're making a detour. And we went down to Yellowstone. We've been to Yellowstone 3 or 4 times before. And he's like, yeah, but we'll exit through a different, you know, area. And then we'll be in another part of Wyoming. And then we'll be close to Jackson Hole. And that'll be cool. Well, it was cool. It was kind of cool. But we went, it was sort of like early afternoon in Yellowstone. None of the animals were out.
Mm-mm.
You know, there were a few bison, you know, trundling along. And the girls were asleep most of the time. Yellowstone, we kept like, wake up, there's going to be animals. But there were none. As we were just exiting, there was a little bear way far away.
You photographed, yes.
Yes, I videoed the bear. I can't even post it because you can't see the bear. That was a bit of a bust. And then we drove all the way to Jackson Hole. Everything was filled up. We'll come to that in a minute. But It was probably like a 10-hour delay. And then so by the time we started driving the next day, it's like, let's just boot it, pedal to the metal. And so we drove and drove and drove and drove. And the good news The good news and the big tip or trick is let your kid drive who's just got their learner's license and you're going to stay awake.
Yeah, you are.
So Emily drove a substantial portion of the way. We would let her drive for about an hour at a time, and she usually drove two or sometimes even three times a day. And she was good. Mm-hmm. She was good. But there are a lot of things that we take for granted that new drivers don't know. And, you know, people on the highway can be very aggressive. And so the person sitting in the front with her had to be, you know, really alert and just offering. I feel that I've been very successful with Emily.
Great. You can teach Gus.
No. And I will never teach Charlotte because she's a different animal. But with one of the things Don did have to tell me to shut up, because I was doing a little, he didn't say shut up, but he was like, Leah, I'm in the front seat. You need to just chill. So, but that was the rule we set up, that the adult in the front seat would give the direction. The other person would just close their eyes and meditate. But she did amazingly well. And now she's driving around Madison and getting better. So there you go. How are you making the time pass on your road trip?
I have lots of good tips.
Of course you do.
So we met our dear friends, Brad and Ellen, in Hermosa, South Dakota, and we vacationed with them. And, you know, often we'd be like spending 45 minutes, you know, in the car driving. And I came up with this new game called, oh, wait, let me back up. So Leonard, you can like plug something into, we had my parents' van, 2008, so it wasn't set up, you know, with all the
bells and whistles,
but there's something that you can just like plug into the car.
Yeah,
and then your phone can play through it.
Yeah, we figured that a little late in the game. But yes,
so anyway, we played this game called What Was Your Favorite Song When You Were a Teenager? Then everyone
but
would
your
like
kids are all still teenagers,
but that's fun though, because then we would listen to their things. So we went around, we started with the oldest person, I think. Actually, we started with Brad, he is not the oldest, but it doesn't matter. And everyone would say their favorite song or one of them, and then we'd all listen to it.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, and like we listened to Rush, we listened to Supertramp.
Supertramp, oh wow.
We listened to Madonna. Madonna. Yeah, guess whose favorite that was. So it was like super, we listened to Tay-Tay.
Of course.
So that was a really fun game. And I'm thinking of like making a playlist of that, you know, for our next trip, because we're meeting them again. So then there's always Audible. I finished listening to Lord of the Rings on our trip. Gus had fun counting all the wall drug signs.
Yeah,
he counted more than over 150.
Yeah.
And then Gus.
So you can go get your free glass of water once you
we
arrive.
We did do that. It's like, what is this?
Come on.
And then Gus and I also used the time to become an expert on our targeted Taylor Swift album, 1989. And then we wrote the quiz for the Swifties.
Okay.
So we were being very productive.
Wow. So you've beat me in every category so far. Not that this,
this
is a competition.
A competition.
It kind of is. And I'm feeling like a loser.
Stop.
Well, okay, moving on to nightly destinations.
Yes.
Because I will beat you on this. Because you, well, you probably had fabulous destinations, but we decided to be crazy and not book anything because we didn't know where we were going, right? And, but we do like to have a theme in our road tripping, and that is looking for Schitt's Creek motels.
And which there
boy,
are plenty.
Did we find them. We found them. So we did try to watch the show every night, too, in our Schitt's Creek motels, which was not entirely successful because Wi-Fi is quite limited in some of these motels, Edie. So, But our first night, we stayed in Missoula, and we stayed at a cute little Sunset something motel on the main drag on Broadway. And there was a Stevie. There was a Stevie receptionist who was, you know, much more enthusiastic than Stevie on Schitt's Creek. But, you know, she told us some things to do and see. And we had a good night there. We were not entirely, you know, put out by that place. We were comfortable. We were a little bit shoved in close together, but you know, wasn't too shitty, so to speak. Next day, Jackson Hole. Okay. We rustle into town at, you know, 7 p.m. or something after a long day driving through Yellowstone and the Grand Tetons.
Looking at a bear.
Yeah, there's no room. So and there's no Wi-Fi coming in. So I'm trying to, like, find something to book, and the Wi-Fi is not working, right? And so finally, as we get in, I get a little bit of reception, and there's one room, like, essentially in the whole town that's less than $800.
What?
That maybe we can stay in, just maybe. So this place, Jackson Hole, is a hole of money. It's very trendy. It's beautiful. It's, you know, it's a ski town in the, you know, in the
Bruce
winter.
Bruce does have a song called Jackson Hole.
It's fabulous. I've been there before. Yeah. It's a, you know, but it's a place for the rich and famous, really. And I'm only famous, so. Anyway, we pulled up into what used to be a Motel 6 off the highway next to a Target and paid about $389 US for a little room for us. And that was pretty much the only place to stay in town. And it's not like, oh, let's drive to the next town, because the next town is, you know, a good 100 miles
away.
Yeah,
900 miles away.
So there you go. That was, but it was decent. And we had some fun in the town. We went out for a reasonable dinner. My prerequisite was we sit outside and people watch, and I get to have a cocktail. So that was successful. Don tried to get, he collects the pennies, you know, that the squished pennies. But the squish penny machine was broken, so that was a little disappointing. But, you know, we felt a little Western and blah, blah, blah. And then we went to the Target, too, which was fun. And then finally, our last night, we stayed in Kadoka, South Dakota, population 89. There was no other place to stay, you know, after you leave Rapid City. And then and then there's Kadoka, and then you have to drive all the way to Mitchell, which is another almost 200 miles away, right? Mm-hmm. So one room off the highway, there was an empty pool. Like,
yeah,
Charlotte was like, it's full of poop. What's happening? But it was like, you know, the winter accumulation of leaves and black water.
Why wasn't it cleaned? It's
July. There were flies everywhere. Like, it's just the entire town was covered in... Probably. And then needy. So we get in, and I'm like, is there a place that we can eat? And she said, yeah, at the gas station across the street. So there was like this gas station Sunset Grill that, you know, and we got there just in the nick of time before it closed. And Dawn was like, yay, there's roasted chicken. No, we sold out of that 6 hours ago. So we all had like these very sad, wilty meals. The girls had grilled cheese. No, Emily had a corn dog. Charlotte had grilled cheese. I had a chef salad, quotation marks. That was a nasty business. And then we got back to our motel room. No Wi-Fi. We were wondering why the lady was outside next to us when we arrived, and then when we came back after dinner, because there's no Wi-Fi in the rooms. And then at the very back of this long room, there's an air con. And I said, you know, how's this going to keep us cool? We're going to be so hot in here. Well, Edie, we all woke up in the middle of the night, and we thought we were in the North Pole.
Mm-hmm. You were doing
just
your
dying
polar training.
We were dying, and none of us would get up to we couldn't figure out how to turn the air conditioner off. The plug was at this weird angle. Oh. And so we just like lay there and shivered all night with flies and poopy pool. Kadoka, don't recommend the Sundowner Inn in Kadoka.
It's a downer.
It was a downer, all right.
Oh.
So, and then we arrived in Madison at lovely Ellen and Kel's house, and all has been beer and roses ever since.
Yes.
So, all good.
Well, Leah, we rented a lovely Airbnb that was recommended.
Of course you did. Yeah.
To us by the mother of Gus's friend. And it was lovely. And the owner brought over a platter one night of homemade cinnamon buns.
What?
And a crystal dish of cherries. It was just lovely. Okay, so my suggestion is to, and then...
plan a little better, Leah?
Yeah, like plan and rent your Airbnbs and ask your friends. Like, everyone's done this South Dakota.
I know.
Like, you could have rented this Airbnb. Airbnb, we were gone.
We were just like pedal to the metal, though. I mean, we wanted to get
but
here.
But it was right around Kadoka where we stayed.
Okay, this is...
It was like so cute. I wish I had taken pictures of it, but it had a huge gas grill, so we grilled like lovely dinners.
But you post a picture of yours alongside my poopy pool motel. And okay. So I am the winner for the biggest loser on this.
Oh, man.
This road trip.
Well, you know, sometimes road trips, they have their ups and downs.
It was memorable. Yeah. Let's say that. Time for the
Chit-Chat Challenge of the week.
So every week we share our Chit-Chat Challenge of the week on the Chit-Chat Coop on Facebook, a really fun place to chat with other listeners to the pod and give your opinions and recommendations. And Lord knows I need them.
So your challenge this week is to plan a road trip yourself, long or short, it doesn't matter. And also, you know, put in the coop. I sound like I don't even know what the internet is. Put in the coop your tips and tricks for a good road trip.
Yes, and I will use them next time. So that's it for this episode of the Two Chit Chat Chicks.
Check out show notes for links to our blogs, to Insta that is now very active, and to my Etsy store, Prairie Girl Greetings, and of course to the aforementioned CC Coop.
Yes. And we'd love a review on the podcast platform that you're listening to so more people can listen to us talk our crazy stuff and have some fun along with us.
Thanks, Leah, for editing the pod.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Cluck, cluck.